important to you. The Rhyolite Sound, Margaritas and Cocaine off their second album, Mojave Gold, which was released on Thursday in Las Vegas, Nevada. Super excited for my buddies out there and great music here. Hope you're enjoying the bumper music mixtape and both hours of Mornings with Dave and Scrady so far this morning. Scrady, we will have an overtime podcast up on our website at WKTYsports.com. Also on the respective podcast platforms a little bit later this morning. And we'll be sure to also send out a link to the interview that just has Joe DeGuano. We'll put Joe DeGuano's interview up there if you're looking for the Green and Gold Insight from our Green and Gold Insider. We'll throw that up there for you. I want to work our way back to a couple of things that we talked about in both Hour 1 and Hour 2 of the program, Scrady. Hour 1 was QVC, the programming lineup for folks like Don Scrady and others include Women with Control featuring Lee Williams starting at 8 o'clock this morning. So that's right about now at 10 o'clock. This morning, Eastern time, 9 o'clock in the Central time zone, Gifts for the Fashionista with Jennifer Coffey. That, of course, is on QVC1. On QVC2, it's Dooney and Burke on QVC2. And then on QVC3, the favorite alternative QVC for most of our listeners is David's down-home Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
That should be exceptional.
What? One of the women in my life, I can't even remember which one it is right now because they all shop on QVC, you know, between my mom, my sister, Sarah, everybody.
Yeah,
they're all QVC.
You're like, get
Hallie.
My credit card away from there.
Yep, Hallie, too. Yeah, all of them. They all shop on QVC, but one of them was wearing shoes that I swear were slippers. They had, like, the fur stuff coming out of the top of them.
Yeah.
I swear they were slippers.
One of the ladies in your life or the people on QVC?
No, one of the ladies in my life bought them off. I mean, they don't just watch QVC. They buy QVC stuff. I mean, QVC for the holidays, it's all QVC packages.
Is
and
that
it could
right?
be anything, man. I mean, it could be a steak in there. It could be a set of knives. It could be silverware. It could be literally anything in a QVC box.
Well, that's good. If you get the QVC steak, the best thing you get with it is the QVC steak knives and forks so that you can have your steak right there.
That's what they were selling.
Have your steak and eat it, too.
Last time I was in Westby, that's what they were selling. My mom was all over that. Oh, they're selling a whole turkey dinner. I mean, the whole thing.
Well, listen, as soon as we're off air, you can tune into QVC1, Gifts for the Fashionista with Jennifer Coffey.
That's the thing, man.
The other thing that we were talking about this morning that didn't have to do with QVC, top of hour two of the program, Scrady, the arterial poll question. And this morning, we're asking our listeners who in Wisconsin, the winning Wisconsin teams this weekend, had the most impressive victory. Now, of course, the Badgers don't make this poll because they lost horribly to Ohio State, 38-7. And Ohio State easily covered the 14.5-point spread there. But the Eagles and the Packers both did win, okay? And the Packers getting a victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, like we talked about with Joe DeGuano. Look, the NFL, a win's a win's a win. It doesn't matter. But the Chiefs are without the most dynamic quarterback in the league right now, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Matt Moore did a fine job instead of Mahomes. He had a couple hundred yards, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, but that's not Patrick Mahomes. And you don't fear Matt Moore the way that you fear Pat Mahomes. But that was still a big win. Packers 31, Chiefs 24. But the University of Wisconsin La Crosse's Eagles football team did something that they haven't done in quite some time. As a matter of fact, that they haven't done since 2011. And that was beat Oshkosh. All right. They beat them at home, which keeps the Eagles undefeated at home so far this season. And the score there, 31-3. So of those two teams, the Packers and the Eagles, who had the most impressive victory? I know for a fact that our friends over at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse are up this morning.
They
because
are.
Twitter at WKTY has now got 74 votes to this poll question, and a whopping 72% of respondents have said the University of Wisconsin La Crosse's win over Oshkosh is the most impressive of the weekend. 28% are still saying the Packers, but I'm with the 72% that voted this way on Twitter at WKTY. It wasn't just Evan Lewandowski. It wasn't just the fact that the Eagles ran the ball 123 yards. It was the domination in all phases of the football game. The time of possession. You and I spoke about this about an hour ago. The time of possession, 37 minutes and change to 22 and change for Oshkosh. That is the final piece in a dominant football team.
Yep.
If you can hold time of possession, keep the best defense is keeping your defense off the field. And if you're Matt Janis, nothing makes you happier than seeing Mike Schmidt's offense eat time of possession to where that defense, which is as good as it gets, can rest up, get everybody ready to go, because when that defense is on the field, it's shutdown time. So I'm with the 72%. I said Eagles' most impressive win this weekend.
Yeah, and on WKTYSports.com, that's what it is, too. 67%, actually. So a little bit less. So
not
a few
much,
more
though.
To the
not
Packers.
Much.
But, yeah, not much at all. And I'm 100% too in on that. UWL over Oshkosh. And it was that whole – it was weird to watch. I mean, it was strange watching that – that Eagles offense, and for real, I mean, there came a point in the game that it was so dominating that it was like, Oshkosh must not be that good this year. I mean, that's not a thing, because Oshkosh is still that good this year.
Well, they're a little down from over, at least in what Mike Schmidt was telling me about, but they're still, come on, the cream of the crop in the WYAC,
yes.
One of the top 2-3 schools,
it's it's a team Mike Schmidt had never beat before.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean,
as a coach, as a player,
as a coach,
he was in on that.
But. Yeah, as a player, he was in on it, but as a coach. And I got to, I mean, our off-air conversations after that Platteville game, we did not have UWL beating Oshkosh. We didn't have UWL beating Whitewater.
No, but that was before Evan Lewandowski threw.
I know.
I mean, not just nine, but over the last, what, three games. So 9-4, that's 13, 15 touchdowns and 4 picks in his last 3 games.
I know.
15 touches and 4 picks. And so over the weekend, I mean, that's the only knock on Lewandowski from this weekend. And look, he was going so good, you continue to throw the ball. He did get picked off 3 times.
He did.
That's the only negative.
I can't tell you how big a numbers he would have had, though, had Sorensen made that catch. I mean, Sorensen was streaking down his side. That would have added about 60-some more to it and another touchdown. I mean, he was on again. I mean, this has to be the Lewandowski that we've been hearing about. I mean, we've been hearing about him and how good he is and how good his arm is, and he's putting it together. And,
well, he's a couple of games into his career. I mean, think about
true.
This, Matt. And when you consider how the Eagles started the season, outside of the overtime loss at Dickinson, which the Eagles still had a chance to win, Lewandowski didn't play great in that game. Came back the next week, also didn't play great in the second half, but had a very good first half. I think that there has been evidence this season that he was ready to break out, but having a couple of the games that he's had in tow now, I think you're right. This is the kid that Mike Schmidt recruited, as highly touted as he was, and brought to UW. I mean, talked to us all about him last year.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is going to be a beast.
It's a dynamic offense with him in there, and when he's able to throw the ball like that, it is really fun to watch UWL football. I mean, I was looking at, you know, Aaron Rodgers last night. Right before halftime, he runs the ball to about the 45-yard line, and he slides. He's like, okay, he can probably get the ball to the end zone from
the
45.
On?
No, it
okay.
was right before halftime,
oh, okay.
And he was
gotcha,
good.
Gotcha.
He was good trying to throw a Hail Mary, but he got sacked instead.
Yep.
But it's like getting to the 45-yard line. Okay, he can probably get to the end zone from the 45-yard line. I watch Evan Lewandowski throw it from the opposing 45-yard line to the middle of the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch him throw a 60-plus-yard pass, like, no effort. I mean, he looks like one of those outfielders in baseball throwing the ball into the infield. You know, we talk about that, too, how you can tell if it's really an athlete or not by how stressed they look when they're making that throw from the track, the warning track to short or whatever. How stressful does that look? How big of a throw is it? Lewandowski, he doesn't even throw a rainbow to the end zone when he's throwing 60-ish yards down the field. I mean, it's impressive to watch him and thinking, you know, Aaron Rodgers wanted to get to around the 45. If Lewandowski was around the 45, he could have done the same thing. He could put that ball up in the end zone too, throwing a Hail Mary at the end of the game. But, yeah, it's fun to watch him in his arm. It's as advertised. Let's just say that. It's pretty impressive.
Well, I'm impressed, and I know there's a road tilt this weekend. It's Whitewater. WKTY, of course, has coverage. The Eagles will return home in 2 weeks from now to take on Eau Claire, which is a historic rivalry game between the two universities. We'd love to see you at Roger Herring Stadium 2 Saturdays from now. In a couple of minutes, Matt, when we actually, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in 3-4 minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk some local high school football, let you know which of the area teams are moving on. But just a reminder, there's still plenty of time to get yourself into today's arterial poll question. Go to our website, WKTY Sports, or to our Twitter feed at WKTY and take part in the poll question there. On our website, we've also got at least another day worth of entry opportunities for you to win some tickets, a four-pack, as a matter of fact, to that professional championship bull riders event coming up to the La Crosse Center. Now, tomorrow at noon, winners are going to be drawn. You'll be notified. So if you want to win some tickets, jump online, check out WKTYsports.com's Win Stuff and click the tab. If you don't win tickets, they'll be very reasonable, about $7.50 at the door, and it's going to be a really fun time. Let's step aside. When we come back, as mentioned, local high school football. I'm just seeing a picture over my shoulder of your son, Xander, Preston Horahan, and somebody else who I don't know. And this is sent to us from Jeff the Horahan. He's like, what a bunch of thugs. No, yeah. They're great looking kids. And I think Tom Lee's recruiting efforts are going to be helped a lot by the big win that Aquinas had on Friday. So stay tuned, boys and girls. We'll come back with some local high school football talk in just a few here on Mornings with Dave and Scrady.
Race car drivers,